Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're trying to send us a voice message for Enough, we're 20 minutes away from our Enough segment. If you're watching on YouTube right now, I'm showing you how to do it. You open the Odyssey app. I personally go down to search. I click on the search button, and it says stations near you. I click on WCCO, and then there it is, right next to the Listen Live button, send a voice message. You click the button, up pops up a little thing that says tap the microphone to record a message. What have you had enough of? Funny is welcome. Serious is welcome. We'll get into that at 5:20. But first, D-Rush Hour News headlines. We begin with the lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And this federal operation at Lake Street at Las Cuatro Milpas yesterday continues to be a major talker in the Twin Cities. Politicians blaming each other, blaming ICE, blaming the feds, mad, angry, on edge, all of that happening. Within the last couple of hours, we got a statement from a U.S. Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. She is the U.S. representative for that part of the Twin Cities. And Representative Omar said, "Our community is on high alert, panicked and scared after yesterday's federal enforcement action. What we saw with the militarized force an unjust misuse of force created chaos that was on full display." And then she said, "We don't have all the details. It was part of a criminal investigation. We might not be able to give more information, but we'll share it." So we're kind of all over the place here, right? This is what we know. It was not an ICE immigration raid. And ICE agents were a part of it. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, was on with Chad Hartman earlier today.
When I heard from the chief, there were, you know, two questions that I had. The first was, is the MPD involved? And the answer is no. Now, we do have an obligation to keep people safe. And when you have a standoff between protesters and federal agents with large guns, wearing fatigues, that are in a neighborhood that are not familiar with, dealing with people that they are not familiar with, yes, we have an obligation to keep the peace and to make sure that people are safe. And we stand by that. That is a critical piece.
It's kind of a no-brainer, right? Federal law enforcement agents should be commended for going after people who are accused of drug trafficking, money laundering. We need to support the ability to investigate and raid and go after people. We also can fairly look at law enforcement and say, you know what, knowing the circumstance, and I get it, when you're a federal agent, sometimes the way you put together a force to carry out a warrant is you bring other agents in. So if you're Homeland Security, maybe you bring in the U.S. Marshals, and maybe you bring in the DEA, and then maybe you also bring ICE. Hello? How about don't bring in ICE right now? This doesn't seem that difficult. A way that you still can carry out your duty. We should support that and cheer for it. At the same time, why are you driving everybody crazy when you know that people are on edge? Unless you just don't care. That does seem to be the vibe coming from the federal government, that they don't care. But here in this state, I think we do care. And so could this have been done better? I think so. Do I hope that they get to the bottom of whoever's smuggling drugs and money laundering? You better believe I do. So we can support both of those things at the same time. Next up, news in the Star Tribune this afternoon that the one holdout of Back to the Office is making some minor steps that are being noticed. Target has recalled more employee groups. That's the headline in the Minnesota Star Tribune this afternoon. This story breaking just around an hour ago. And Target is not saying that they have changed their policy. Don't you love corporate America? You're like, do we really know what's going on here? No, we don't. Target is saying we didn't change our corporate policy.
Remember that story the other week about being better communicators at Target, especially when it came to in-house communication? Remember that story? How they were going to do that?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to throw them under the bus on this one, Dan. In this situation, I do think Target has always said that individual teams have the ability to do whatever they want. If you're a merchandising team and you think it would be better to have the clothing team or the electronics team in office, it's your team. Call them in if you want to call them in. What we see here is more of those teams doing that. Now, is that Target saying to their kind of lower managers, like, hey, you guys could do this if you want? I assume yes, right? But who knows?
Maybe if there was better communication, we wouldn't have an answer to that
question. Well, they don't need to communicate to us. Is there good internal communication? We don't really know. Multiple divisions have been notified by managers in recent days and weeks they'll be expected to work at the office soon, is what the paper reports. The reason this matters is that at the end of last year, Target was the second largest downtown employer, 7,000 plus employees designated as headquarters employees. There was a time when Target was the number one downtown employer. And I know, like, my friends who work at Target feel like it's not their problem to support downtown. Why should they have to come to the office? And I would say there used to be 500 small businesses in the skyways, largely set up to support Target. And now what happened to them? So we celebrate it. If Target is coming back, I think it's going to be great. I wish, as always, we've been consistent, Dan, saying that if we were in charge, we would provide incentives for people to come back to work. Give them, you get a premium, a pay premium, you get more vacation, whatever. The carrot to get you to come back to work. To the surprise of literally no one, corporate America has decided to hide at first. No, we're not going to make you come back to work. No, we love remote work. You guys are efficient. You're doing great. Culture is fine. We can do that over Zoom. You knew corporate America was going to corporate America. You knew that they were going to bring people back to work. And what a shocker. They're bringing people back to work. One more thing in the D-Rush Hour news headline lead. And that is the Fortune 500 list that has just come out in Forbes. Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal reporting on this. Minnesota has 17 companies in the Fortune 500 list. Number three is everybody's favorite company, United Health Group, right? I mean, who do people love more? It's a big company. Moved up to number three. They were number four last year. Polaris fell off the list. But remember 3M did the spinoff of that healthcare company, Solventum. So we're still at 17. Target lost a little ground. U.S. Bank Corp improved. Ameriprise and Thrivent all improved. Best Buy is 108. CHS is 115. General Mills is 216. So lots of Minnesota companies. Hormel moving almost $12 billion. I think mostly Spam, right? Do you think? Probably some bacon. Hormel makes the pepperoni in most. Yeah. When you get a pepperoni pizza, if you get the good pepperoni, it's usually Hormel. You know, this is what I take away from the rankings. That is the lead of the D-Rush Hour News headline. Let's do page two in just a moment. We'll talk about how a college hockey arena became the go-to high school graduation project. New development happening in St. Paul and the biggest war going on in Edina. That when we come back. D-Rush Hour News headlines, page two. And we begin with the question of how a hockey rink became the official headquarters for high school graduation. Yeah, that's right. I'll be there on Sunday night listening to young Sam DeRussia. Good Lord, should I be afraid about what that kid is going to say? Sam is one of the two graduation speakers for Maple Grove High School. 23 high school graduations hosted there this year. Minnesota Star Tribune writing about this. Once the mess from one school is cleaned up, in come thousands more from another. Mariucci has become the go-to for large suburban schools looking for an indoor air-conditioned commencement venue that can hold about 6,000 people. Now, my high school, suburban Chicago, had 400 kids, and our graduation was on the football field, and it was so hot.
How hot was it?
Anoka Hennepin was the first district to reach out to Mariucci as a commencement location about 15 years ago. And now, do you think they were worried about, oh, no, people are going to be hot and sweaty? No, they were worried about, well, we don't want to tear up the football field. You know, we don't want to wreck the turf. It's always the football players. We got to worry about them. My wife, her sister graduated from Wayzata High School. And I remember going, because we were dating when Kim was like 10. So the Wayzata graduation was at Northrop. Mm. But Northrop underwent a big renovation, and Northrop used to have about 5,000 seats, and now it has about 2,800 seats. So Mariucci is the only air conditioning building on campus that can handle the crowd. So that's sort of how it happened.
My graduation from Osseo High School back in 19 was at Target Center. Target Center. I think we had a graduating class. I'm trying to remember. I think ours was just over 500. My brother graduated 2 years later with just over 700.
It costs about 10 grand. That's the base price to rent out Mariucci. And then you got to pay for, so it's, 11 grand a day is what Anoka Hennepin said. And then you pay more for security and police and emergency medical support and then the AV and all of that. But yeah, it brings in about 200 grand for Mariucci. Not bad. Maybe they could use, you know, fix up the joint a bit. St. Paul City Council rolls back rent control, and my gosh, you wouldn't believe what would happen. All of a sudden, there's a lot of this happening. Fred Mello in the Pioneer Press reporting on groundbreaking for a long-stalled, almost $70 million phase of construction within the Highland Bridge area. So they'll get the first retail addition since that Lunds and Byerly is located over there. The Highland Bridge, you know, it's the old Ford plant. It's about 50% developed. But the Ford plant closed in 2011. It's been about 13 years of planning, soil remediation, and building construction. Rent control, the fact that the city rolled back some of it. The other part of the delay, it's not 100% rent control. The interest rate environment has been part of this as well. But now, four single-level retail buildings, a 97-unit mixed-use apartment building with more retail, and a two-level parking structure happening in St. Paul. So good news. Good news there. The biggest war in Edina, the biggest war in Edina is Southdale versus the Galleria.
Does anybody want some cake?
Yeah. That's very good. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reporting about some of the battle over luxury. It's been very interesting as these two venues have been duking it out. Which of these stores gets you excited, Dan? So we got Louis Vuitton.
I mean, it's so tough to.
You're kind of a Louis Vuitton guy, aren't you?
Not even remotely, no. No, not at all.
All right.
No. Sorry.
Louis Vuitton. How about Tiffany?
Yeah, no.
No?
Nope.
I can see you like with a nice, beautiful Tiffany, like maybe like a pinky ring or something.
Yeah, no.
Gucci, Burberry, Moncler, Max Mara, David Yurman, Watches of Switzerland / Rolex, any of that?
No.
Lululemon, Tory Burch, Legacy Toys.
No.
Southdale with a new luxury wing scheduled to open on June 12th. $400 million that the mall's owner, Simon, has spent to try to take America's oldest enclosed mall into the future. I've been told that there's been a little bit of kind of strong-arming to get some of the Galleria retailers to move across the street. Because if you are a national retailer, Simon has a lot of malls. And so Simon's like, hey, you want to be in my mall in Orlando? You want to be in my mall in New York? You want it? Like, we'll see you across the street. Better get over to Southdale. Galleria is attracting plenty of other operations. They got Aloe Yoga, Lasery, a couple other spots which will fill those holes, but kind of interesting in Edina. That's the is there a Cinnabon? Jonathan wants. Nikki is asking, is there a Cinnabon? I think.
Now you're talking my language.
I think Southdale does still have a Cinnabon, so you're good to go. That's the D Rush Hour News headlines. Let's do enough. Your rants, your raves, what are you sick and tired of? The voice message box is open. The email inbox is open, jason@odyssey.com. And you can call or text, too, at 651-461-9226.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
It is your time to let her rip. I love this segment. Every Wednesday, you get to vent about what you've had enough of. I always think of stuff during the week. Things come up, you're like, yep, that's an enough. That's an enough. If you ever think of it during the week, you can always send us that message. Send us a voice message. Send us a video at jason@odyssey.com. And already, Dan, before, usually I go first.
Yeah.
But I would like to cede the floor to one of our listeners who use the voice messaging function on the Odyssey app. So you go to Odyssey where you listen live to our show. If you're in the car, it hooks right into your CarPlay if you got that. But on the WCCO page, there's a microphone where you can send a message, and here's one that we got. Oh, sure, somebody calls right when...
Sorry, I thought you were going to go the long explanation, so I thought I had time to put that person on hold. This is Gabriel in Woodbury.
All right.
I've had enough of remembering what I'm going to complain about once the segment is over.
Yeah, that's fair.
It does. Sometimes it takes a bit. Thanks, Gabriel. So you can send your messages in. You can call or text at 651-461-9226. And I would like to begin with the really lame effort by the scammers. So look, if you're going to be a scammer, at least put a little effort into it. I have had enough of shoddy scammers. So today, I, along with apparently the rest of Minnesota, got a message that purported to be from the Minnesota Department of Vehicles, the DMV. Now, Dan, do we have a DMV in this state? We do not.
No, we have MnDOT.
We have a Department of Vehicle Services. We have a DVS. So that was my first sign, because I'm a state government nerd.
Clearly.
Now, my second first sign is that, and I did say my second first sign, is that the iMessage came from +63 962 822 9408, which I did have to look it up. 63 is the Philippines country code.
Oh, which is probably not where the Minnesota Department of Vehicles is going to be messaging from.
The text said, in accordance with North Minnesota's State Administrative Code 15C-16.003, which I don't believe we have a North Minnesota State Administrative
Code. I wouldn't think so, no.
But I supposedly have an outstanding ticket. And the worst part of this is that if I don't pay it, they're reporting me the DMV violation database. They're suspending my vehicle registration. They're suspending my driving privileges, and they're transferring to a toll booth and charging a 35% service fee. Now,
oh no,
I don't know at all what that means. I may be prosecuted, and my credit score will be affected. I admire the impressive crackdown on scofflaws who are not paying tickets. But, like, could we be a little more kind of accurate in the nonsense that they're... I mean, you expect me to fall for this? There was a time in this country that scammers had a little pride in the job. They made an effort. What the hell has happened? What has happened to this country? Enough!
Can I build off of that one?
You may.
Because speaking of scammers, over about the last 2 weeks or so, I've gotten somewhere between 10 and 15 copies of this particular voicemail.
Indicates that you may have unfiled tax returns or outstanding tax debt. You could qualify for the debt resolution program, which might significantly reduce what you owe. But eligibility is limited. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. Please give us a call at 877.
And I clipped off the rest of the number. But here's the thing. This comes from a number that's a 315 area code. And if you're not familiar with the 315 area code, that's because it's Rhode Island and you would have no reason to be familiar. Except, so kudos to my cell service, because the call never actually comes to me. It just immediately kicks to voicemail. But I've deleted somewhere, like I said, between 10 and 15 of these voicemails, including two today. I showed you one when it popped up. And I've had enough. It's like 2 seconds of my time, but yeah, it's still annoying.
Do you believe that message originated on the moon?
It kind of sounded that way. Maybe they had to bounce it up to a satellite to get it to the Philippines, and then through the texting system that texted you, and then back around, and then through, and then under a thing, and then you get that voice quality there.
What's amazing about today's text message is it appears to have been sent to literally everyone in the state. I posted about this on X. I don't know how you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Because there were people in my comments who said that they've moved out of Minnesota, but they still have, like Dave Brown, I haven't lived in Minnesota since 2010, but kept my cell phone number, and I just got this text. My friend Brian says that he has an 812 area code.
Mm.
And so he got a text message that says he has an outstanding, the same text message, except he was violating the North Indiana State Administrative Code. Why the North? Why that?
What they have against people in the North?
Yeah. Sick and tired.
I'm even looking in the spam and blocked folder in my text message.
You didn't get
and
it.
I did not get it.
So your feelings are hurt that you didn't
get
it.
I feel a little
scam.
Left out.
Yeah. Kind of makes you wonder. Why were you left?
I've had enough of being left out by the scam.
651-461-9226. Jonathan is on the line. Jonathan was watching us on YouTube.
It's my favorite time of the day, my friend. How are you?
We are awesome. What have you had enough of, Jonathan?
Okay, I have two, and please forgive me. Okay. And it's going to take a little minute. I hate going to the grocery store and having to bag my own groceries.
Oh.
It makes me insane. And then they want to charge me 5 cents. Why are you charging me 5 cents for a freaking bag that I still have at home from the last visit that I didn't remember to bring with me? Have somebody at the checker. Do it fast. Get me in and out. Drives me nuts. I've had enough.
I totally agree with this. And I would prefer to get in line with a human. But like when I was at Cub, I like Cub. I go to Cub the other day and you still have to bag it. I'm like, well, I don't really want to bag it. So I want to see the person because I like human contact. But if I'm going to bag it, I may as well go to the self-checkout.
Yeah, it drives me bonkers.
At Lunds and Byerly's, they bag it for you. At Kowalski's, they bag it for you.
It's a pain in the butt, and it makes me crazy. Now, the second one that I have.
All right.
The second one that I have. All right. Please forgive me about this one. Now, as you know, around the Twin Cities, anywhere you go, you see the Jehovah's Witness people standing outside every walking crossing
it's
point.
It's true.
What the hell do I need to see Jesus every time I go to the damn grocery store?
That sounds like you do need to see Jesus, actually, that sort of language, Jonathan.
You know?
Excuse me, but it was just, it's like they're everywhere. They come in twos every morning. They come in twos every evening, and they come outside. Great. I don't care if you're standing in there, but I do care if you're standing there trying to make people uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
There used to be a law where you could not stand, you know, in front of a store. Let's bring that law back.
Mm.
There are more things to worry about than, you know, finding Jesus.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
I hope there's usually like a sign, like they've got like a big, like, and I can't even think of what it says, but.
It says free Bible classes. I believe in the Lord. Okay. Yeah. Believe me. But when I'm walking down the street, I don't need to see you standing there praying to the Jesus to take away homosexuality.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair.
I wish the mayor or the governor would outlaw that, because for those of us that don't believe the way they do,
yeah,
it's an infringement on my religious beliefs. If you really want to know the truth.
Jonathan, very good. Thank you. You know, I think there may be some constitutional challenges with Jonathan's approach, but we don't have a constitution here on Enough. You can say whatever you want. The only law is the law of your frustration, which rules this half hour. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts. We've got more voice messages, too, on the Odyssey app. How about you send me another one during the commercial break? We'll be back here on Drive Time. All right, we're venting. One of the texters gave a great answer. I have had enough of cottonwood trees. I left my car window slightly open and my back seat was full of them. Man, Dan, I was at a friend's house on Sunday and you practically needed a shovel.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember where I was driving over the weekend, but yeah, no, it was just all over the place.
If you have allergies, as you know, I have very little interest in people's allergies. People with allergies, there's nothing they like more than talking and bitching and moaning about their allergies.
That
I
is
do
true.
Not care. But I did have a moment of empathy with all the cottonwood falling around. Just awful.
And it just sticks to everything. And it does.
Another voice message on the Enough Odyssey hotline. Here we go.
I'll tell you what I've had enough of. Those little kids on the side of the street selling lemonade. I'm about up to here. Because I'm probably $75 into these kids.
Wow.
Because I can't pass them up.
I know.
I gotta give them little jerks.
Yeah.
And that's not their fault. But I gotta give them money every time. Because I gotta do it.
Somehow this
I've had enough already. It's only June 4th. Enough. Enough of the lemonade stands.
Somehow this complaint turned into like a humble brag about how much money that voice message lever is giving to the lemonade stands. I feel the same way. I told the story once of the time that I pulled over at what I thought was a lemonade stand, but in fact it was like kids selling like charm bracelets that they had made.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, I wanted a lemonade. Like, I'm helping the kids in the lemonade.
You know what we haven't had enough of?
What?
Checking the temperature
at
Twins.
Let's go. Let's do it. Here we go.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
All right. The temp of the Twins, in my view right now, is a little unclear. Because the team itself, the bats were red hot last
That's
week.
Just it. You want to say it's red hot. They scored 20 runs in the last two games.
That's right. 10-3 win over the rather mediocre, at best, Athletics. But Pablo is going to the injured list. Pablo Lopez, likely to go to the injured list after leaving the game after five innings. They think he strained a right lat.
Yeah, shoulder tightness was the initial diagnosis. We'll see what happens. He said it wasn't kind of in the rotator cuff area, and he didn't hear anything pop or feel anything pop. So, fingers crossed, it's not too terrible.
More enoughs, tailgaters, wildfire snow, wildfire smoke. Well, that's pretty bad too. Henry's next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.